views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host. More fun on Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And there are truly a lot of miracles. And I'll tell you about a miracle later on today with one of my clients named Carol. I cannot wait to talk to you about Carol. Today, you may remember Dr. McCabe. She's been on quite a few times around the subject matter of detoxification. She's a holistic health doctor, nutritionist, an international spokeswoman on holistic health. She has more than 25 years experience in herbology, nutrition, and natural healthy lifestyles for you and your family. She has helped thousands eradicate disease and obtain optimal health. But I really love her for her detoxification knowledge, her lifestyle, and how she raised her children, and how she emotionally take care of people going through the detox. So later on, if you want Dr. McCabe to help you go through the emotional detox while you're doing your physical detox, you will have the opportunity to call her. Now, over the last few weeks, we've had some great visitors on. We had some educators on talking about food and nutrition. It was unbelievably great value for you. But again, it's springtime. Is it springtime? Because it's May 1st, and I don't know if it's me, Dr. McCabe, but is it cold outside?
It's still cold.
Well, I'm trying to do a spring detox, but I'm cold.
Yes, it's rather cool here, but it is actually, the sun is out and it's shining. And let me just say, I love coming on with you, Dr. Ronnie. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's always a pleasure to share this information of health and wellness. And I wanted to say to our very devoted listener audience, please feel free to call in and share in the conversation. Like you said, it's springtime, and what we're talking about is detoxifying. So if you have had a wonderful detoxification experience or you want to add to the conversation or ask either of us a question, please call in at 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. It is a little cool, but my hopes are high that we are propelling towards the summer when our immune system's at its highest and that the weather will reflect that very soon.
Well, you know, detoxification is, and we're talking about medical detox, we're talking about nutritional detox, we're talking about cleansing. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can call it today. So what is a detox? Detoxing means different things to different people, and there are truly today many ways to detox. And we're going to go through and give our listeners some value and explain in detail how we detox. Detox simply means giving your body a rest from chewing and giving your body a chance to clean up. The diet detox helps you to rid the body of chemicals, toxins, and bad food. Nothing wrong with that. I love that. I'm detoxing right now. I guess you can hear it in my voice.
Yes.
Very simply, toxins undermine your health. Removing toxins from your body is one of the ways to lead to vibrant health and beauty, by the way. And, you know, I have to tell you, there's one nutrient that I think I must overdose on it because we call it our antioxidant. And we're going to talk about antioxidants later. But I think I had an antioxidant last night about 12 o'clock. And then I'm just laying there wondering why I can't sleep. Well, I think that was a mistake. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. But I'm happy you're on today because you're going to serve like the co-host today because we gave out that call-in number and we're going to have people calling in and I'm going to be available to answer the questions. But I really think that you have a lot to say, Dr. McCabe, about detoxification because you and I are the same. And we've had many, many conversations And I remember specifically when we did that detox retreat in Harborview out in Edgartown on Martha's Vineyard. I still get a lot of comments about that. I still get a lot of people who want to come back and do another one. So get ready. We have to do another one probably in September. What are the signs of a toxic body? You know, that's why I started my spring detox, because I know too much. And I know there's a lot of listeners out there, and I know they feel the same things. I mean, it's mental confusion. And I know someone want me to answer a question about brain fog, and I will later. But it's mood swings, it's overweight, it's tenderness in your lymphatic system. It's a lack of energy, it's restlessness, you right. can't sleep. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of cravings. Can you believe that? It's unbelievable how people just can't stop eating sugar. They just can't stop eating sugar. And the very thing that you're intolerant to is the very thing that you crave. And that's unbelievable. So what do you do about that? You just cold turkey stop and go on a detox. The other thing that people keep telling me that they have a strong desire for wanting to go to their doctors and ask for Prozac or an antidepressant or an anxiety pill.
Very addictive drugs.
Yeah, they're at their limit right now. And so what is the answer? I've been saying it for all 12 years now, detoxification solutions. And that's what we're here to talk about, Dr. McCabe. We want to give people value. We want to tell them right now they should stop and they should start detoxing. You can stop the insanity right now and you can start detoxing.
Yes, I absolutely agree. I want to say one thing, because we have these callers calling in, so we are going to take a call in just a couple of minutes, but I wanted to just add to what you were saying, and you were telling, these are the signs of if you need to detox: headache, brain fog, general lethargic all the time. Many allergies can be completely avoided and eradicated. Allergies and even signs of certain autoimmune diseases. Everything just about you can think of is a sign if your body is having a symptom that is less than optimum function of the body, that you can detox. And the reason because of this is, what does it mean to detox? It means to literally rid the body of toxins, rid the body of poisons. And I just want to say to our listeners that you have to know where are the most of the poisons settled? Well, one of the things that we do at Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and that we do on our destination retreats, and we do have one coming up in early fall, is that we make sure that we cleanse your blood, we cleanse your colon. And when these things are properly cleansed through proper detoxification and proper rebuilding of nutrition, thus all the organs are cleansed. So we're going to go further into that. Dr. Ronnie, I see we have one caller who's been on hold for a minute, so I would like her to just... we're going to allow her to just add to the conversation before okay. we go on our first break. So, Denise from California, please weigh in.
Hi, Dr. Ronnie. Hi, Dr. McCabe.
Hi.
I was experiencing all those things you were just talking about as far as the tiredness, the restlessness, the not sleeping. But I've noticed a definite increase in energy and things like that since I've been, you know, detoxing. And I wanted to know, why is it that I don't get hungry when I do the detox? I just thought that I would be hungry, and I'm not. And it's a wonderful thing.
That is a great question, Denise. And the reason why you don't get hungry is because I've been saying for 12 years or more, maximum nutrition in small dosages all day. Now, you're giving your body high levels of nutrients, vital nutrients. You're giving your body... almost at the end of the day, 24 servings of fruits and vegetables, but you're getting the vital nutrients from that. You're getting the vitamins and the minerals from that. You're getting so much more, the enzymes from that. And I think your body is saying, okay, I'm not hungry because I'm being well fed. The other thing, believe it or not, the body knows when you stop chewing that you're detoxing. So it cuts the hunger off. And that's an amazing science, what the body will do for you when you go on the proper detoxification. Not if you go on there's so many detoxes out there that you remain hungry all day. I mean, one of my relatives did that guess it was lemon juice and cayenne pepper or something.
Oh, right.
She said after 2 days, she said she thought she would eat anything that was going to crawl. And right. I said, well, your body tells you all the time what it needs from you. If you're looking at something that's crawling, then your body's saying, uh-oh, you're starving, and you must stop the detox if that happens. So that's a great question.
Right.
And thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Denise, because so many people out there think that, oh no, is this a starvation diet? And I tell them, we holistic doctors, particularly of, we don't do diets. We don't do starvation. We do, and I don't even like the word diet. I like to say this is a detoxification program, and what we're giving you is a nutritional plan that's for your, and I used to use the term biological adaptation, meaning your body can use the nutrients at the maximum level. And like Dr. Ronnie was saying, maximum nutrition in small doses. And of course, when everything is liquid, it's just the natural chemistry of the body that those hunger cravings go away. But it's a lot of science to it. And thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, thank you. And thank you guys for all you do.
Thank you. You know what? You know what's amazing? That people really get so much benefit from a detox. And it's almost addicting, because I know it's addicting for me. I can't wait. And I think one of the things I tell everyone, you want to detox 21 days a year. The reason why you want to do it 21 consistent days is because the body has to go through. The purpose today is for the body to have an internal cleansing and emotional cleansing that covers all your elimination channels, your colon, your liver, your kidneys, your lungs, your lymphatic system, and believe it or not, your skin. Those are all your organs of detoxification. And that's why you need to do it for 21 days. And then I say, come back and do it every season, every spring, every summer, every fall.
Right.
What are we talking about? We're talking about maximum nutrition. We're not talking about water. We're not talking about something strange here. We're talking about vegetables.
So, Ronnie, we're going on break now, and I am looking forward to getting back to this conversation in just a few minutes.
Right.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Wondering how to make more confident strategy for retirement? Do you know that there are potentially more than 12 things to consider when planning for or approaching retirement? Then stop wondering and attend the retirement seminar hosted by Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation to the next seminar on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Light hors d'oeuvres and beverages will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tired of traditional talk? people pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
And we are back with Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. I am Dr. McCabe Morin, the co-host of this wonderful show with the host, who is Dr. Ronnie DeLuz. And what we've been talking about is detoxing, detoxification. And I just want to go over a few of the points that we discussed in the first section if you're just joining us. And I also want you to feel free to call in and add to the conversation, ask questions. If you want to speak to the professional of the professionals, you're certainly welcome to ask Dr. Ronnie a question and she'll chime in, or you can ask myself, Dr. McCabe. So please give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. So before we left for break, we had a caller, I believe her name was Denise, and she testified to doing a detox and actually being shocked that she wasn't hungry and that the hunger left rather soon. Where if you're detoxing your body properly, this is what happens. So this is what we do in my facility, and this is what we do in Dr. Ronnie DeLuz's facility on Martha's Vineyard, is we detox the proper way. We deal with the mental, we deal with the emotional, and most definitely we deal with the physical. And when that's dealt with properly, you will not be hungry. You'll find that the hunger pains would dissipate within 24 to 72 hours, and that's because of the science of maximum nutrition in small doses. Also, Dr. Ronnie pointed out that when you're chewing, it actually activates the hunger. So just the science of the ceasing of the chewing with the maximum doses of the proper nutrition, you do not get hungry. Another point that I wanted to go over, that I just get questions all the time about this, Dr. Ronnie, and that is about the immune system, and am I going to starve, and is it going to make me more sick? And actually right now, I am the co-host for this show. I have been several times, but Dr. Ronnie, we both detox ourselves quite often, and this is the major time of year that you should go on a detoxification plan, because it's within the natural cycle of your body. We're coming into well into the spring, and soon we'll be going into the summer. So your immune system functions better and your body naturally begins to detoxify. So I always tell listeners and clients that this is the best time to detoxify. You could always detoxify, but this is actually the best time because it's in tune with how your body works. And with detoxification, we also deal with the emotional detoxification and the mental detoxification. And I just want to say, Dr. Ronnie, haven't you noticed that when we begin to detox individuals, and we do, we cleanse your colon as well as your blood, as well as giving you the proper nutrition every couple hours or so, that automatically emotional detox is a consequence of that. You may begin to feel cry and not know why, but that's because the emotions are connected to your brain, and your brain has certain chemicals in it which begin to also detoxify the poisons out of them. So it helps you to release emotions, and we help guide you through that process. And I found that people who were holding things way from their childhood that were pretty negative experiences, but yet they were many years in the past and they were affecting the presence, that just through doing a physical detox and through our guidance, we were able to help them release it. And therefore, it's almost like they got a mental, emotional, and psychological cleanse along with a physical cleanse that helped their physical health and wellness. So these are just many of the benefits that come from detoxification and healing and some of the things that you'll go through.
And that's really important information, because I just had someone to ask a question that texted me. But I want to answer Jerry's question. Jerry asked a question last week, and I apologize to you, Jerry. But let me answer your question. His question was, the best way to start a detox so that it addresses brain fog. Well, we went through some of the symptoms that you will have if you're toxic. We also have a list of questions, an assessment form to give everyone that walks into the retreat so that we know the level of toxicity. And I still haven't forgotten about, I want to talk about our client, Carol. But anyway, Jerry's question. Jerry, there are many reasons for brain fog. One, lack of nutrients. Two, exposure to metals. Three, inflammation in the body. Four, side effects of drugs. Five, intolerance of certain foods, believe it or not. Six, hormone imbalances. Seven, thyroid problems. Eight, chronic illness. I mean, I can go on, Jerry, but, you know, I'm just giving you a few. However, the best way to start a detox so that it addresses brain fog is to start a detox, Jerry.
Right.
There is no special way to address that. Just starting a detox is going to help you with your brain fog. I hope that answers your question.
Yes.
Now, also, we have what's called a healing crisis. Sometimes you'll get more of a brain fog as you release these toxins into your bloodstream. And Jerry, that's okay, because we always say that's a good thing. You're releasing toxins. Okay?
Right. And I want to say also, we have a few callers that have called in. So if it's okay with you, Dr. Ronnie, let's take Monique from Woodbridge, Virginia.
Okay.
Hello, Dr. Ronnie. How are you?
Hi, Monique. How are you?
Hi, such a huge fan of yours. I actually just wanted to ask a question about your detox soup. Is there a perfect way or a preferred way that you would rather prepare the soup, and then how long could it be kept, or you have to pretty much make it per serving?
Well, there's so many different ways to do soup, Monique. I can tell you what I like to do, because when I make soup, I'm really making broth and soup at the same time. So what I will do is I will take all of my vegetables that I want. Like, I'll use dark collard greens because it's strong, and I'll use some carrots. I'll use some cabbage. I'll do lots of kale. I'll use onions, lots of onions. I'll chop up almost, I would say, a fourth jar of garlic, because you have to remember I'm doing a huge pot because I'm making broth. And I'll tell you what I don't use, because that's important. I don't use eggplant foods. I don't use tomatoes.
Nightshades.
Mm-hmm. Nightshades, I'm sorry. I don't use eggplant. I don't use tomatoes. I don't use white potatoes, green or red peppers. But I will use sweet potatoes sometimes in my soup if I think it's going to be spicy. And then I'll let the soup cook for a very long time. I'll use distilled water, because remember, you're going to drink the broth, which we call pot liquor. And everyone likes to know what spices I use. I love the no salt seasoning, the vegetable seasoning. I think Mrs. Dash, I have a really good one. And then I also love turmeric, and I also love curry powder. So you can also, please remember, don't use salt and don't use black pepper. If you need to use some pepper, use cayenne pepper. And you're making your broth, and you're not opening up a can of broth, and please don't use bouillon, and you don't need to have cream soup. If you cook your soup for briskly boil it for about 20 minutes, to release all the vital nutrients out of the vegetables into the pot. Then you simmer it. The longer you simmer the soup, the stronger the taste. And then sometimes what I'll do is I'll take one particular vegetable out of the pot and I'll blend it a little bit and I'll throw it back in the pot because I just want to have that particular taste for that particular broth pot. I hope that answered your question.
And so
wealth of information. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Ronnie.
You're very welcome. Good luck with your soup. Oh, by the way, if you email me, I can send you some more recipes. Just email me at drronniedeluz@gmail.com.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Okay. So, and the broth is really important, Dr. McCabe. And, you know, sometimes at the table when we have our roundtable education discussion, one of the things that come up is I'll say, you know, out of your whole typical day, you clients have had nutrients, maximum nutrients all day, every 2 hours. And what's the least nutrient dense vegetable or serving? Not right. Vegetable, but serving. And believe it or not, people will still believe it's the soup. And out of everything that they take in a day, the soup is the least nutrient dense. The soup is really just fiber. But what the broth has is all of the minerals and vitamins and phytonutrients that came out of the vegetables into the pot. My grandmother used to call it pot liquor. That's where all your nutrients is. It's not in the fiber of the vegetables.
It's been released into the liquor. And when they drink that's wonderful. Yes. Dr. Ronnie, I see that we do have Kendra, but we are getting ready to go for break. So Kendra, please stay on the line. And as soon as we come from break in a couple of minutes, we will address your question. You know, Dr. Ronnie, that's just such a wonderful schedule. I love that you said we don't add cream to the soup. So I want our listeners to know that it's very important. Usually when we give these recipes, it's best for you to just stick straight to it. Because Dr. Ronnie, I know you as myself have dealt with like literally thousands of people. And I found that they'll say, oh, this is okay, or this is okay, and it's not okay. And remember that the main point of a detox is to not put the poisons in your body. And just to put nutrients in so your body can take the natural process of detoxifying. So if you cheat and do something like a bouillon, which a lot of times has MSG and has animal product in it, it will actually add toxins. So it's very important to just try to kind of follow these recipes as rigidly as possible until you're able to come, you know, to our facility or something, or speak to one of us personally to get more guidance.
Right. When we come back, we're going to give them some more value, some recipes. How about that? Let's give them some recipes.
Great idea.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. you'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
And we're back with Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. I am your co-host, Dr. McCabe Mooring. And of course, your host is Dr. Ronnie DeLuz. And before we left, we just want to recap what we've been talking about in the last couple of sessions, and that is detoxification. And of course, detoxification is for the purpose of ultimate health and wellness. And I want to recap something, and then we're going to take our next caller. And I just want to give you a recap in case you're just calling in or just joining in. You can, first of all, reach us at 1-800-930-2819. Talking about detoxification, we're talking about how the body detoxes, the purpose of detoxification. The body naturally detoxifies, or we assist the body in naturally detoxifying when it's overwhelmed with toxins, which lead to sickness and dis-ease. And we know what that leads to. So assisting the body in detoxifying is the number one contributor to regaining health, wellness, and maintaining stamina and vibrant health. So we're just talking about the things that happen when you do this. If you find yourself maybe headachy, brain fog, autoimmune disease, can't lose weight, thyroid problems, hormonal problems, the list goes on and on. More than likely, that's a direct sign that you're overly toxic and that you need to detox. Now, the dichotomy in that is that at times you'll find when you're detoxifying that you may also experiencing some of this. But the difference is the toxins are coming out and it's a healing crisis rather than coming in. We had a caller call in and said that she experienced that she's not hungry when she goes on our plan, when she's on Dr. Ronnie's plan. We also had another caller and we gave a wonderful soup recipe, which we will recap, and we have some more recipes for you. So now that I've recapped all of that, we want to go to our next caller, and this is Kendra from Detroit, Michigan. Welcome, and please come on in.
Hi, Dr. McCabe and Dr. Ronnie.
Hi.
Hello. I had a question. I'm really interested in starting a detox, and I plan on, you know, following your 21-day plan, Dr. Ronnie. And I've just recently started jogging since the weather is breaking. Will I have energy to you know, do exercise and jog and things like that while I'm doing the detox?
That's a great question, Kendra. No. One of the things I tell people when they go on a cleanse or a detox is to treat your body with nothing but love and tenderness like a newborn baby. And because you are already putting a tremendous amount of stress on your body, what you're telling your body to do is to receive the nutrients, but I also want you to detox all the bad stuff out. That's a lot of work that your body has to go through. Every organ in your body is going to be working to cleanse you or detoxify you and to heal you. And we don't know at what level you're being healed, because the body has what's called truly a hierarchy of natural healing. But for an example, if you take away all the energy from your body to jog, then you're leaving your reserve such that the body don't have the opportunity to heal. The whole purpose of going on a detox is to heal, lose weight, and cleanse. Walking's the best. Yoga's really good. Stretching is phenomenal. We tell people to go over to the Mansion House and do yoga. But jogging should not. You don't have enough energy to jog on a detox. Remember, this whole program is about nutrition, not about calories. You need a lot of calories to jog. That's a whole another program.
Right, right. I actually want to add to that, too. It's actually can be potentially kind of dangerous to do that, because as Dr. Ronnie was saying, all of that vital energy is needed for repairs and healing. And when you begin to detox, all those toxins that you put in your body knowingly, unknowingly, are beginning to come out through the bloodstream, which will in itself may cause you to feel a little lethargic, but it causes all of that vital energy that's coming from the spinal cord and the body itself to go towards healing and detoxing and cleansing out that. And if you're putting that towards a strenuous aerobic activity, it can deplete you and actually cause you to fall out. So it's really hard to gauge. I've seen people do it, but they're usually avid detoxers who are exceptionally healthy. But as a rule, it really shouldn't be done. And plus, you're going to need the rest. You'll find, too, that you may need extra sleep because the body heals best when it's at rest.
That's great.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Kendra, when you go, are you going on the detox and you go on the detox and you grab the kit from mvdietdetox.com? It's convenient and it's readily available. And you, when you do the nutrients every 2 hours, everything that you take in your body during the detox have a purpose. And that's why there's so many miracles after a detox, because the nutrients know what to do. It's healing you at many, many levels. And when you're jogging, you're taking away the energy from the miracle.
Yeah. Yes. Dr. Ronnie, that was such a good explanation. Now, we're talking about miracles, and I just have to bring this up. I know that you recently had a client there on Martha's Vineyard at the retreat center, and she had such a wonderful breakthrough and miracle. And I've heard these stories over and over, but since it's recent, and this is something that a lot of times people don't think is possible, but it is possible, and it happened in such a short period of time, and it was through your detoxification program. Can you share with our listeners about the client that you had there?
Yes, and I don't mind mentioning her first name, because okay, she's going to be part of our next book. But I always say there's truly a lot of miracles happening here. It is a private retreat, but it's also an intense retreat. We have several doctors that help us out, and we have colleagues all over the country. But this young lady, who was a minister, walked through the doors with oxygen on, and the amount of water that was in her skin, her tissue, she had what was called pitting edema. And a lot of people just think that they're just swollen, and they don't understand how dangerous pitting edema is. And she truly didn't understand. She had a lot of water around her lungs. She couldn't breathe, and it was just a miracle, and we have them all the time. We got her to lose 25 to 30 pounds in 2 weeks. And people would, you know, constantly say this one thing to me, and I don't understand it. They say, well, is it dangerous to lose 25 pounds and 30 pounds in 2 weeks? And I look at them, I say, you know what's dangerous? What's dangerous is to have 25 and 30 pounds around your lungs and to be on oxygen. And the beyond, she was on 8 prescription drugs. We got her off of 4 of them, and we're weaning her off of some of them. She was able to walk, and she couldn't walk when she got to the retreat. She was taking walks. She looks completely like a different person, and that's truly a miracle. And there's so many like that. And when people say that word miracle, I really look, you know what I say, Dr. McCabe?
Mm-hmm.
I say it's sad. It's really sad to me, because I feel sad when I do my assessment with them, and I know how easy it is, and I know that what they really need is vital nutrients, and they need nutrition, and they need love, and they need understanding, and they need education, and they need to learn how to become their own self-help advocate. That's what they need. There's nothing miracle about that, and I think that, you know, that's why we have such a global mission now. And the global mission, you know, that we're going to be doing tours around the country to educate people about how to love themselves, how to take care of themselves, because it is unnecessary, the premature deaths that are happening because of food.
Right. Because of food and lack of education. And it's actually very sad. It's very disheartening. And one of the things that I have found that it's actually has absolutely nothing to do with the income level, because we know millionaires who've died prematurely, and there have been many famous ones of recent years who were actually billionaires who were technical giants that actually reformed the way that we communicate, but yet we're gone very prematurely in their 50s and sometimes earlier than that. So proper education and proper detoxification and application when it comes to your body is so important. And I'm like you, Dr. Ronnie, it's really not that difficult when you know how to apply it. And so again, I want to say, please share in the conversation. You can reach Dr. Ronnie at drronniedeluz@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, drronniedeluz@gmail.com.
Yeah, Dr. Yes, and you can reach me, Dr. McCabe@gmail.com. Well, mine is dr.mccabe@gmail.com. So I know that we have to go for a break shortly. And when we come back, I know that we're going to be given more recipes and more detoxification solutions. Was it anything else that, did we have any more callers that wanted to chime in? And I know, Dr. Ronnie, that you get zillions of texts with people asking to address things on the radio.
Well, I don't know if I can address this in 1 minute, but a lady just called in about antioxidants. And she said, what are antioxidants and how does it help? So I'm going to try to do this quickly. Well, antioxidants, they're concentrated certified berry extracts. That's what we use. And I mean all types of berries like blueberry, blackberry, raspberry, cranberry, goji berries. These are powerful antioxidants that help to detoxify your body by mopping up or cleaning up free radicals, which are damaged cells. So anyway, that's what free radicals are for. I love free radicals. I love my antioxidants because I know it's going to help my skin, my hair, and ultimately it helps to prevent chronic disease. And more about antioxidants when we come back.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Welcome back to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. This is your co-host, Dr. McCabe Maureen, and right with me is your host, Dr. Ronnie DeLuz. And what we've been talking about is detoxification, the miracle of detoxification, how to properly detox, the signs that you get if you need to be detoxed. I actually don't believe that I've ever met an individual who could not benefit from detoxing. And you may not know, but I've actually lived in 3 different countries. And so that's covering thousands of people. So practically everybody out there could benefit from detoxing. And before we left, we promised that we would come back with you and give you some more treats. So we have some recipes that we want to give you. So get your pen and your paper out. And if you still want to call in, we've had several people call in. We do only have a few minutes left in the show. So you could either call us in right now at 1-800-930-2819, or you can reach us personally. You can reach Dr. Ronnie DeLuz, the host of your show, at DRONIDELUZ at gmail.com. That's Dr. Ronnie DeLuz at gmail.com. You can reach me, Dr. McCabe at gmail. That's DRMAKEBA at gmail.com. So, Dr. Ronnie, right. let's give some of these recipes. And I want to address one, because a lot of times when we're detoxifying, we start exfoliating a lot of mucus, which is a great sign, because where there's mucus, you can almost be guaranteed that there's disease. So if it's trying to come out, you want it to come out. That's what the white blood cells are for, and that's what you see when you see the mucus. The function of it is actually to coat around the disease so it doesn't cause direct harm to the organs. But where there's mucus, there's disease. So let's talk about I want to give one recipe, in which I love this recipe because it could be given to almost everybody. And I know that you, Dr. Ronnie, deal with a lot of critical care, so people's immune systems could be exceptionally weak and they could be chronically ill. So you have to be very careful how you detoxify them, and you have to do it in a very gentle way, as if you were doing with a newborn. So I like this particular recipe because it can be given to almost any condition. And that is a simple tea, which helps to detoxify, and it actually helps it to bring up the mucus and bring it out. So I do want to admit that you have to be careful with this with children under 3, and never give children under 3 honey. And this is just a simple, you have some fresh garlic, and I repeat, fresh garlic. It's not going to be the same, guys, if you use pre-minced garlic, because the main ingredient in the garlic, which is the allicin, which is the most detoxifying and healing ingredient, just is not present once the garlic's cut. So you want to get fresh garlic. You want to peel it. Let's just say you take 2 big cloves of fresh garlic, peel it, chop it up, and you want to put that in 2 cups of distilled water, and you're going to boil this and make a tea, to a juice of 1 whole lemon. If you can get organic, that's better. If you can't, get what you can get. So you got a juice of a whole lemon, 2 big cloves of fresh garlic chopped up, and you want a pinch of cayenne pepper. And
I love cayenne.
Ooh. Yeah, cayenne is really great. First, you want to boil your water, put your lemon in there. Then after the water, while the water's started to boil, put the garlic and the cayenne, and then just turn it off and let it steep. So you let it steep, and that's your tea. And then you pour it. You don't need to eat the garlic that's left in there. If you want to, you can, but you don't need to. And if you sip on that, you'll even notice that sometimes it causes you to sweat, which shows that it does a lot for detoxification. It's very mild, it's very effective, and it can save you a lot of money and a lot of pain. So that's one great recipe I have. Now, I know, did you want me to give another one, Dr. Ronnie? Because I know you have some wonderful recipes that you wanted to share also.
Well, also I want to tell our listeners, grab your detox at home kit. Go to mvdietdetox.com. and start your detox today. It's springtime. You know, this is a fact, and I always like to throw out a fact every now and then. Your entire body totally rebuilds itself in less than a year, in less than 2 years, almost a year and some months. So every cell in your body eventually dies and is replaced by new cells. And I always like to talk about cells. You know, there was this one book that I love, and I think I told one of my clients the other day about it, was The One Answer to Cancer, was about a book that the cell, Larry the Lymphocyte, wrote. I mean, I just love cells. I love to study cells.
Yes.
And anyway, so every day, Dr. McCabe, is an opportunity to build a new body every single day. And that's what I try to do. And, you know, your brain rebuilds itself in a year. Your blood rebuilds itself in 4 months. Even your skin. Do you know that you have new skin in a month? I mean, when you give people this kind of information, you know, they can't help but to go, wow. That's my grandbaby goes. That's her favorite word. She goes, wow. Wow. I think that we need to go, wow, because until you learn some of these things, only then can you learn to love your body. And your body just wants nutrients from you so that it can do the best that it can be, the best that it can do. I know people always want to know about my favorite juice. My favorite juice may not be your favorite juice because I've been juicing for so long, I don't think I taste it anymore. I don't even think I inhale it. I just know that it's good for my body and I'm going to drink it. So I'll do 4 sprigs of collards. I love collards because it's strong. I'll do 4 sprigs of kale. I'll throw a handful of spinach. I'll do like 2 carrots. I'll do like a whole cucumber. And believe it or not, I like strong. You know it. I'm going to put a tiny pea size of garlic. And I may not do ginger. The next day, I'll use that same juice, but I'll do ginger. But it has to be powerful and it has to be strong. And literally, I feel the changes in my body after I drink that. Like somebody will say, well, I drink coffee because I feel different. Well, when I drink the green drink, I feel different. And right. So the taste to me is not that important. But if you want great taste in your green juice, just remember, add some carrots or beets, but don't do both. It still must be green.
Right.
Add beets, carrots. What else is sweet? Don't do apples. I mean, this is called a vegetable cleanse, not a fruit cleanse. And that, for me, I call that my green magna.
Right. And, you know, Dr. Ronnie, I love those beets because the beets add quite a bit of sweetness. I mean, a lot of people may remember that, you know, we see when you read the sugar, there used to be something commonly out called beet sugar, and it doesn't taste much differently than what we normally eat, raw sugar cane sugar. And so that's just how sweet beets are. But I want to let you know that this is a sugar that your body metabolizes quite differently. It metabolizes it in an alkaline way. So it's very healthy for you. So it's all about how the body utilizes it. And that's a whole nother something that we'll talk about in another session. But I want to give a beet recipe. Add to that is a lot of the times with my beets, I'll also put, like you said, we'll do the beets, we'll do the carrots, and I like to do the kale greens. I don't know why, I just really love kale greens, but I do like the mature kale greens that are darker and firmer. And with the beets, you can easily throw in a celery or a cucumber, which in this combination I found is excellent for the blood, the skin, the hair, and the nails. And that celery and cucumber, to me, it's almost like a yin-yang taste because the beets are really sweet, but the celery and the cucumber have a lot of minerals in it, so they lean towards more of the salty side. And the beet just kind of balances out. So these are wonderful detoxification aids. And another thing that's great about the beet and the carrot is when you're trying to give it to children. But usually I'd have it drink it through a straw because if it gets on your clothes, it will stain because it's a very powerful yet tasty vegetable. But I'm like you, Dr. Ronnie. I've been juicing for so long that I really irregard the taste so much as I want that benefits and that life into me so I can remain on this planet healthy and beautiful as long as possible.
Yes, I agree with that. Someone just texted me and go, well, what do I eat? So I think they kind of missed the show but a little bit. Okay, you know what you eat? You eat soup. By drinking your antioxidants and your soups and your vegetable juices, it will provide you with vital nutrients to nourish your body. That's what the detox is all about. Green vegetables especially is cleansing, and it supports your oxygenation. It supports your energy. It allows your body to rejuvenate, and it makes you look better. And I know that because I've been doing that for years. And whenever I look at myself in the mirror and I'm having a bad day, I go, okay, now you don't look so good. You better start juicing right now. So there's a lot of reasons why people should do this, not just vanity. But I think that, you know, we have truly miracles at the retreat. And I'd like for you to be a miracle. So go on MB Diet Detox DrMcCabe.com. Order your kit and start your detox today. Please call Dr. McCabe so she can emotionally walk you through the detox.
And next you time. Can reach me at 314-398-8676. Make sure you visit the website and listen in next Friday at the same time. Is that it, Dr. Ronnie?
That's it. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com, Dr. Ronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.